The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yeah, that's right. Lance Zierlein. He's joining us
from
Belize this morning here on ESPN 97.5. How is it there?
Oh, you know, I was coming in, and Bun and his wife were actually leaving. They actually were here. They're friends with McCool and Kelly, who are actually from Houston. She's from Belize. He is from Houston, went to school at Strake Jesuit, and she went to school there in Houston as well. And they came back here where her dad had opened this incredible resort, and they run the resort, the two restaurants. And so I saw Bun, and Bun's like, Lance, he goes, we don't want to leave. He said the only reason we're leaving now and not extending this is because he's got shows on the weekend. And I said, wow, that good? He goes, top three things I've ever done. I'm like, Bun, because if you know anything about Bun, he's done some major stuff. And I'm like, Bun, top three ever? He goes, I'm telling you right now, top three ever. So we go out last night. Before you know it, we're on a boat, and we're in the middle of the water, on a boat. We stop, and it's us and two other couples, and one of the couples has the boat and knows how to, you know, actually do boat stuff, which you find out everybody here does. They all, like, live on the water. And they take a big chest. I didn't even know what they were doing. They take a chest, walk out on the sandbar. I didn't realize we were in a shallow place. They set the chest down, two chests full of food and alcohol, champagne, then a bottle of, like, Dom and this homemade ceviche and all this. And they set up chairs, and we're out having food and drinks out in the middle of the ocean on a sandbar watching a sunset. So it was, I mean, that's like day one. I can tell there's going to be a lot of alcohol here, John. I think you would like it. I didn't see as many Coors Lights here. It was mostly a lot of rum. There's a lot of champagne. There's going to be a lot of vodka because I brought my own, and that will happen too at the duty-free, tax-free store. But man, it is this place is beautiful, and then the surrounding, you know, it's got a good combination of grit in the city. But everyone's real nice here, so I don't know. So how was it to get there? Okay, so to get there was super. Well, for me, it was super easy. You just fly from Houston into Belize City. It's about 2.5 hour flight from Houston.
Oh, that's not bad.
United. And supposedly it's less expensive on Bun went Southwest Airlines, right? And he said he found a relatively cheap flight. It was a little more expensive on United. I didn't. And they also say that the owners here who go back and forth, you know, they've had a family living in their home that they have a home in Houston also. They've had a family there living since the hurricane. They just let them live there because they don't have a home. And while they're getting their home stuff taken, I mean, you know, this is how long the hurricane stuff takes. They still have an entire family living there because it takes forever to get hurricane stuff taken care of, just forever. So, I mean, great people. Well, anyway, they go back and forth all the time, and they said, oh, you want to fly international? Go to Hobby. International if you're going to Belize. Said, there's very few international flights that go there, so you're just in and out. It's no problem. Not a problem at all. So I don't usually fly Southwest, but I definitely might the next time we come here. But we're doing a show here for sure, John. Like, McCool wants us to come. He's like, you know, he played basketball. You remember Michael LeBlanc? He was a UConn basketball player, Calvin Murphy Jr., Jake Voskuhl. McCool was on that basketball team at Strake that was, like, one of the best in the nation. He went and played college ball. He's listened to the show. You know, that's how I know him. He's listened to the show for years, and he helped during the hurricane. Made a bunch of. He's the one that got the tickets to Jerry.
Yep.
From the station.
What's the name of their resort?
The Phoenix.
The Phoenix.
The Phoenix in Belize. It's won awards like the Condé Nast Travel Awards, 5-star travel. Go look at my Instagram feed, Lance Z Radio, or Buns, the Trillionaires, and you can see all the stuff. I mean, he did all the stuff. I'm hoping to, but he's like, yeah. I mean, right here in the room, here's, I'm just hooked up right here in the room. So he's like, yeah, you guys need to come out and do your whole show from here. And I'm like, I don't think John will have a problem with that. I mean, I don't want to talk for John, but right now it's bright and sunny. I didn't realize that it was going to be sunny at like 4:35 in the morning here. It's, you know, it gets bright and sunny early here, but he's like, yeah, when are y'all going to come do the radio show? As a show.
Let's do it. No, tomorrow.
Let me talk to John. I don't think you'll be. Now, here's where the travel got a little dicey. We get to Belize City. Now, I don't know. Now, believe it or not, this is my first time out of the country. I've traveled all around the country. I've just never had an opportunity to travel outside the country. So I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how to act. I'm like, where do we go now? What do we do? Are we going to jail? Am I muling anything?
Well, carry any heroin into Belize with
That's
you?
That's what I asked her. I'm like, did somebody put heroin in this bag? I'm super nervous that I'm going to jail and it's going to be like, I'm like, oh, please don't let this me be in a jail somewhere in Belize because somebody snuck heroin into my backpack. But I didn't have that. I just had a Comrex. And so my wife is, as you know, I'm pretty sure you know, she's deathly afraid of flying.
Yep.
And even big planes. So, you know, she as Dell would say, as the kids would say, she hits those bars. And then so we fly over and she does her typical nervous, but it's then we have to get on a prop plane to come over.
Oh no.
She cussed at me. She called me an a-hole. because I didn't care enough that she was scared to be on this plane. I'm like, what? I swear to God, I'm trying to stay out of the way. I got my headphones on. I'm listening to music. I tell her it's not going to be bad. We did the same flight one time. We went to Key West. You have to do the same thing. And she's telling me, you don't even care. You're an a-hole. You know how scared. Let's just get on the boat. And I'm like, the boat takes 90 minutes. This takes 15. We're not going on the stupid boat.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah,
scare the bejesus out of her for, you know, another hour and 15 minutes.
And we got 13 people on a plane. It didn't look like it was going to take 13 people. There was a couple beefy guys there to make sure, you know. And I was thinking, hey, what's the weight thing on this again? I'm looking.
But you know the regulations in a country like Belize, the air regulations, there's no chance that they would ever do anything to hurt any of their passengers or put them at risk.
Oh no, let me tell you something. They I mean, it's a tourist destination. Not Belize City, but San Pedro where we are. But how about this? They're cool with you. They say, you have anything to declare? Have any tobacco or alcohol? I'm like, yeah, I have alcohol. He goes, how much? And I said, oh, he goes, how many ounces? And I'm like, oh, I don't know. It's a bottle of, he goes, you're fine.
No.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You thought you were going to prison for life for bringing in alcohol.
No, I knew you could. I wasn't sure. I thought the amount was good because I got it in Houston, and he said this should be good. But I like the fact that he just goes, nah, you're good. Go ahead.
Here's the rule of thumb. You never declare anything when you're traveling from country to country because then they'll look in your stuff.
Okay, so that's what I was going to ask you because I know you've been around the country and you actually lived abroad,
yeah,
right?
Right.
And so
no,
when he goes, you have
you
anything
lie.
To declare?
You I, always lie
for a
to
second,
customs
John,
people.
I swear to God, when he goes, you have anything to declare? I was like, I think if I just say no, and I just keep walking, it looks like. But then I thought, what if I say no and he goes, well, let me just see in your bag real quick. And then he goes, you lied to me. And all of a sudden, I'm in a prison, and there's roaches who are, you know, getting in my ears. And I'm like, this is a nightmare, like that one movie called Broke Down Palace with Claire Danes and that other girl.
What? Yeah, it's just like
but
that.
But no, the people here are.
I don't think you want to be in a Belize prison, if you want to know the truth.
I don't think they have a Belize prison, man.
I'm pretty sure they do.
Well, somebody's got you. Got to have some kind of deal.
Yeah.
I'll just tell you this: the people here are super nice. Like, it's not like the fake tourist. Like, you know, in Hawaii, they say if you're in a super touristy place, they're trained to be super nice and get your money, and then everywhere else they hate you. They hate your guts, and I know that from people who lived there, who came from the mainland, who lived there for a couple of years. Like, oh yeah, they hate Americans.
Yeah,
absolutely hate Americans, and they really hate white guys like you.
No, yeah,
they call you Howies. So, but here it's like totally different. They they're really, really helpful in the city or in the little town. And it's a, and you get around the town, you either walk everywhere or you got a golf cart. You just take a golf cart, which
totally
you would like.
Sweet.
Yeah, golf cart with a chest full of Coors Light.
Oh my God! Do they
probably
have?
Make,
do they have golf there though?
Mm. They had a golf course on one of the islands, but that's been taken over, and there's been rumors that you know that some place was going to develop on it, but it's never happened. Leo DiCaprio bought a giant piece of land, and then he wanted to just build a bunch of, you know, hotels along the water because I guess he needs the money. He wanted to ruin what they have here, and they fought him, and he hasn't been successful. Mr. James Prince from Rap-A-Lot Records, he's got a gigantic island, or not gigantic, he's got an island here as well. He just bought an island and had some electricity put on it, and he just, whenever he wants to come out, he can hang on an island. They have one little small island. You know, they got a bunch of islands. They have one where Tiger Woods comes, and Tiger Woods just goes there. There's a personal chef that lives on the island, and that's where you go if you don't want anyone to mess with you at all. And maybe you want to bring a lady friend that no one knows about. I'm sure that could happen,
ooh,
too.
Or a Perkins waitress? Tiger. A Perkins
well,
waitress?
I would, yeah, let me tell you something. If you're taking Perkins waitresses to this paradise,
never know.
Then you have really you have gone too far. You saved this for the Elans, or
Elan,
Elan's friends. I
guess. Oh, so you can get a seven iron across your head?
No, no. Well, what I'm saying is, you save it for the supermodel types.
Oh,
you save it for the super nannies like that, or one of her friends that's going to get you cracked with a, you know, seven iron across the head.
I gotcha.
You don't bring a Perkins waitress, like, hey Perkins, this is fancy. I love this. What do they have here? They got them lobsters? No, Perkins waitress.
So when you're not shooting lobsters, even par at Quail Hollow, then Tiger goes there? That's what he does? Because that's what Tiger's doing. That's what Tiger's doing right now, okay?
That's not good enough.
It's only four back. Six back, but okay. All right.
By the way, can I just tell you, yesterday on Twitter, this is what Twitter said yesterday morning. It said, Houston Trends. I'm like, oh, Houston Trends. Let's see what Houston Trends are. What is trending in Houston? And let me see if I can find exactly what Houston Trends were. It was Donovan Mitchell, Savarino, Joe Ingles, Utah Jazz, and Yankees. Those were on the Houston Trends. This is what people in Houston were talking about on Twitter from the day before. All Jazz and Yankee stuff. In what was the worst day in Houston?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if did it feel like one of the worst days in Houston sports history?
It was, well, I called it Stinky Booty Day.
That doesn't sound like something that's ever good.
No. Dell, was it not Stinky Booty Day?
I mean, you dubbed it Stinky Booty Day.
I thought it was pretty, pretty stinky.
I of the opinion it was Pancake Booty Day.
Yeah, Pancake Booty is, that's
that's never good.
That's
like,
never good.
Stinky Booty, at least you can get that washed up and come back today.
Well, I don't know. You think Kate Upton has a Pancake
Booty?
She does have. That's not a debate. She does have one.
John, this is something that this has been debated before, and I think we're on the wrong side of this one. I think Dell might be right on this one.
No.
And actually, I also don't think you've given it a good look.
No, you could.
Actually, John's right, though, Dell. You can wash up and get some things changed.
No, I said
you don't come back from.
Today, you can, if the Rockets can wash up all that stinkiness from.
Yeah, that's why it is Stinky Booty Day then.
Yeah.
He's right.
They can go to Arizona. Arizona. And then when they get to Oakland, they get Sean Manaea the first game. Oh. And then they get the Cleveland Indians. Oh. And you keep running Jake Mariznick out. Yay.
Hey,
you keep running Evan Gaddis out. Yay.
But they won yesterday, right?
No,
the Astros had a lead yesterday.
They were up
5-3
in the ninth and lost.
They won, right?
But they broke their 28-inning scoreless streak yesterday.
Yeah, they did. Okay. 28 innings of scoreless baseball.
28 innings of scoreless baseball. What? That's incredible. I heard that yesterday. Bun and I were talking about this. And McCool and I was talking to Bun about it. We were talking about the Astros. And I mean, look, this is to a point. I mean, it's not to a point of anything. Baseball has like four different seasons, right? But I'm not loving this particular part of the season right now where they're not hitting and their bullpen now is not being consistent. And I hate losing to good teams. And you just got your – I mean, they're going for the – what, the Yankees are going for the sweep or the soft sweep now?
The Yankees? The series is over. It's 3-1. It's over.
Wait, when did the Astros –
Which
game did they win?
The Astros lost, Lance. We got to
take a
break.
When did the Astros win?
They won the first game, 2-1.
And Giles was
Seems so long ago. Oh, that's right. That's right. Ken Giles screamed. That's right. That seems so long ago. I forgot since there were so many shutouts going since.
Yeah. Wow, it seems like Lance Erlein is very racist towards Perkins waitresses. Yeah, I think so.
That's right.
We decided that anything that you disagree with is racist, right? Yesterday, didn't you tell me, Dell, that that's not racist?
Yeah, not everything is racist.
Well, I think so.
Just because you don't like something doesn't mean it's racist.
If you don't like it, it's automatically racist.
I didn't know Perkins waitresses were a race of people.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. If you don't use Allied siding in windows, you're racist. Okay?
Wow, I don't want to be racist. Nope. They've got the James Hardy plank.
It's
Hardy, yeah.
Don't you want to support our greatest player? Yes.
Wait a minute. So now it is Harden plank?
No, it's just something. No, it sounds like him.
Oh, okay.
It sounds like him.
So when you put the plank on, it goes, nah.
It goes,
When you, I don't know how they install that stuff, but once it goes on, it goes, That's right. How you know it's good and ready to go?
And then you know. When they come in and when the workers come in, go, it's perfect.
Sweet.
The job is done perfect every time by Leonard Courtright and his people. James Hardy plank. A trim, overhangs, and the siding. For as low as $150 a month. How about this? I've never seen this before, actually. This is amazing, amazing. That's an amazing price. What I need you to do right now is call 713-WINDOWS and set up a 30-minute meeting. It takes about 30 seconds. That's all. Hey, I live here. I want one of your representatives to come to my house. Let's talk about what we can do because my house is all shingot. That's right. Your house is shingot. And what you need to do is call Leonard Courtright so it's not shingot anymore. Dude, they have serviced over 40,000 customers, A-plus rating with a Better Business Bureau. They do it right every single time. You get a $500 Amazon gift certificate with a whole home siding purchase, 100% financing, 30-year prorated warranty, no interest, no payments for 18 months. I mean, it's on and on and on and on and on. All the great stuff that happens when you call Allied. Go with the best, the James Hardy plank. Go with the best, Allied Siding and Windows. 713-WINDOWS, 713-WINDOWS, Allied Siding and Windows. Affordable, local, reliable, Allied Siding and Windows.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Dell dressed up today for the meeting, Lance. Are you going to call in? We've got a company meeting at 3 o'clock. You're going to obviously
Yeah, I'm going to see if they can Comrex me in from a boat somewhere and see if I can make that happen.
All right. Well, Dell.
I actually go to those meetings. Because Dell and Raheel usually have snarky texts or looks or comments that they're making it from across the room to me as they're listening intently to what is being said about, you know, Culture Map Austin.
Yeah. I asked yesterday if I could get a list of the people I'm going to need to applaud for because I want to be ready. Because usually the meeting is us, if you're on the programming side, sitting and listening to people who did good things on the other side. And you just applaud them. So I think I wanted a list to be prepared. Todd didn't have one ready for me, though.
It's mostly people who have made the company money.
Yes.
Get applause.
No, it's salespeople.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
And that's fine. And that's fine.
That's fine.
And it's people, they hey, you know, this person did this. This person did this. Fred and AJ's show's number one. This person did this. This person did this. They sold a bunch of money. They sold this. Boom, boom, bing, bing, bang, bang, bang. Every once in a while, they say something about Ken Hoffman. People will boo. And then and then we leave.
Right.
And then we're like, okay. Well, that's all right.
I think my favorite part of the of those meetings are, because we like to have them very early just to give everybody an update on what happened the past month, is when they occur on Fridays at 3 in the afternoon.
Right.
Yeah. I really think about that. That's not optimal.
I think that's Mr. Gow's way of saying, guess what? Guess when your weekend's starting, sales staff?
Whenever I decide it will.
After this, that's when it's starting. Unfortunately, I'm going to be on a sales call, so I won't be able to be there.
Ah, yeah, that's a bad.
So I'll be with a client.
It's just bad luck, man.
Yeah, that was unfortunately. So I won't be able to attend the meeting. But Dell will bring me all the play-by-play highlights.
It really blows to have no responsibilities. It doesn't blow to have no kids and no wife. But in this instance, it does blow because I came like, well, I got to pick up my kids. I can't be here for this meeting. I have no excuse not to be there.
Your nap. Wait a minute. I don't know if you guys know this, but my nap is scheduled.
Oh, you don't think I've taken into account the traffic on a Friday afternoon?
Oh,
delayed by I'm leaving 2 hours later than I normally would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Traffic in Houston on Friday starts at 2. That's really rush hour. It's 2 o'clock in Houston because nobody except Gow Media schedules a meeting at 3 o'clock on Friday.
After being in L.A. for a week, I'm like, you know what, Houston traffic, we're good.
I'm
not going to complain about you anymore. Although, I will say, ever since they shut down that Memorial exit, if you're on 610 headed south, it's 610 headed south. It's pretty much a nightmare now.
Yeah. Okay.
Narrowing.
Let me ask you this question, Lance.
Go ahead.
We got a little time here, even though we were behind a little bit on the clock. All right, where are you on this? Okay, here's we talked about this yesterday. I don't want to be the Patriots. Okay, I don't want our Astros team to be the Patriots. I don't want
tell me what that means.
Law beat it. Seymour beat it. Lawyer Malloy beat it. Logan Mankins beat it. Everybody beat it. We don't care.
Mankins beat it after years.
Let me finish. Okay. And so I mean, I want my team to have some heart. I do. I want them to have a little bit of loyalty. I know, you know, they brought the first title here, baseball title here, and all of that stuff. But right now, this team needs a little boost. This team could use a little something. And I know that they love Jake Marisic. I know that they love Evan Gattis. I know that they think highly of Derek Fisher. I get all of that. Derek Fisher was on the post, even though they didn't let him bat. You can run whenever we tell you to do stuff.
That's fine.
That's fine. But I don't want them to be so loyal that they're actually hurting the organization. And I think right now they're being so loyal to these guys that they're hurting the organization.
Well, I mean, not really. You'll find that out with how they handle Keuchel. That's going to be the test of real loyalty. Keeping a guy in a lineup in April, I mean, you really think that's – I mean, they can change how they do that. They're not tied to that. You give a guy a four-year contract at $24 million, now that's loyalty. And if he's still pitching like the fourth or fifth best pitcher on the staff, loyalty is when you tie into a multi-year contract to me. I just feel like they're just kind of going with status quo right now. I'm not worried about that. I think they can get away from Mariznick or those guys. I'm not that worried about that. What I am worried about is I don't know I'm almost to the point where I just feel like you just can't even make. I mean, Keuchel cannot be an Astro after this. He can't because you gotta do everything you can. I don't think you let Springer get away. I'm to the point now where you really can't let Springer, Altuve, or Correa get away. Those are the three guys you got to build around. Three guys in the middle, and you got to figure out your pitching staff. Obviously, Cole is going to be long term. McCullers, I assume, is long term. And then, I mean, Keuchel's the one who's going to have to go. And if you bring him back, and this has nothing to do with Dallas Keuchel, I'm just saying you can't pay everyone $20 to $25 million a year. You just can't. It's not feasible. The Astros were too good at drafting players or bringing in players. That's it. And now the penalty for that, like the Patriots had after years, is eventually it will get you cap-wise. Eventually you get to second contracts. And you can't pay everyone who you can't pay elite talent across the board. Unless you're the Yankees, I guess, or Red Sox, you can't.
But
the Astros can't.
I think they get that too. And I don't believe that Keuchel's coming back. I don't think there's any way that they're going to. I think that's why they brought in Garrett Cole, if you want to know the truth, to take his place. And don't forget, Charlie Morton too is gone after this year if they don't pay him. Dallas Keuchel. You know what? You got to continue to evolve. But I don't, I know it's baseball, and you have to move at a snail's pace, but I think that you got to have a little bit more urgency than they have right now. I think they're throwing away games right now. I think they're too loyal to Mariznick and Fisher and Gaddis. I think that because we really like these guys, but it's time, you got to take some chances. Gleyber Torres won the game for the Yankees. He's a young guy that they brought. This was the American game seven, the American League Championship Series team last year. You know what they did? They brought up one of their young stars because, you know what? We need to bolster the bottom of the order. The Yankees are almost identical to the Astros. Their first four hitters are really, really good, four or five hitters, and then there's a lot of trash. And yet they brought up a really young guy that is going to be the future, a high draft pick that they think can help them now. I'm seeing so many people, will you relax? They're 20-13. Will you relax? Why can't you act like a team that's trying to win championships all the time? And you know what? They have. They went out and got Garrett Cole. They tried to get Zach Britton, the closer, last year. They act like it. And yet, right now, they're acting like a team that, it's okay. You know what? 28 straight scoreless innings, it's okay. We'll keep running out the same lineup. We'll keep running Jake Mariznick with his 400 strikeouts already. He's on pace for 400 strikeouts.
John, who's the best general manager in the city right now?
Jeff Luhnow.
We should know.
Absolutely. Jeff Luhnow is the best. Well, and Daryl's doing a hell of a job as well.
Then trust Luhnow. Hey, before we get to break, Dell said Bun is on Bun's on hold. Bun B,
yeah.
Is he on?
Yeah, he's on. Here he is.
Oh, let's bring him on right before break. What's up, Bun?
What do you say, Bun?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing, man?
You awake after your trip? I thought you'd be sleeping in.
Well, I got to get ready for the Jambalaya Music Festival all weekend, so I had to get up early anyway, get a haircut.
I said this before, Bun. I said, you told me, if I didn't have shows all weekend, I'd be extended. I'd be staying here even longer. I was just telling people, in case you're just joining us, I'm actually doing a show from the Phoenix here in Belize. And when I was coming in, Bun and his wife were actually getting ready to leave, and we spent a couple hours talking. But, Bun, were you able to keep up with the Astros? One thing I noticed, I'm like, ooh. I'm not sure I want to keep up with the scores in Houston right now on this phone.
Yeah, you can. Obviously, from where we were at there, actually, Belize has cable, extensive cable for the whole country. So, and they cover the games, which I go to certain countries and you don't get all the sports info. They don't have all the games. Fortunately, Belize has one. So, yeah, I was able to keep up pretty much with everything that was going on, Astros and NBA playoffs and everything.
So Chase said this on Twitter. He goes, you and John from Belize getting a little sloppy drunk on the air in the morning on the show would win so many awards.
Let's do it.
But I'm trying to talk John into coming down here because McCool wants us to do the show from the Belize. You think John would have any problems coming and doing a show from Belize?
I don't know, but if he does, I'd be happy to step in.
Cool place, huh, Bud?
I feel like this would be my reward for waking up at 6 a.m. and coming down there to the station locally.
Lance said you said this was a top three place ever.
Yes. And when I say that, I say it because you can go to places that are beautiful, but maybe the staff is a little iffy. Activities don't pretty much shape out, like you expected them to. There could be, some sketchy parts of town and all of that. Belize covered everything for me. The staff was amazing. The service was incredible. The food was really good. All the activities were just as fun, if not more fun, than I was told. And, the people of Belize, even the locals are super kind,
Yeah.
People that were staying at the resort, everybody spoke. It was really just a relief to be able to relax knowing that everything was good. And I mean everything.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome. What's their website, Lance?
It's just called the Phoenix. So I'm not sure what the website is, but it's the Phoenix in Belize. And I'm not joking, John. We definitely can fly down here, get in here. We could probably bring some listeners too, and turn it into a big event. I mean, that's probably what we need to do, is have that happen and do a couple shows. We could even bring Dell and see if the locals like his bad attitude.
He's already wearing his nice shirt today, so he can't come.
Okay. No, we don't. We don't need Dale's little indifference.
Yeah.
By the way, Bun is seen. You know what Bun? You know what Dale did when Bun was here? He was playing Bad Bobby songs. He played Hot Cheetos and Takis. He was playing every rap song he could think of. And Bun's like, "What is this? What is this? Oh, this is a rap by who else did you play, Bun? Dale, you played Bad Bobby and you played."
Those were the two.
Else.
Those were the two main ones. I don't know why we have an issue with Bad Bobby. Over 27 million views on that video. Why are we hating?
It doesn't matter
that doesn't mean anything, Dale. I'm sure train wrecks and people getting hit by cars have millions of views too. It doesn't mean it's something that's productive.
TheFoenixBelize.com. TheFoenixBelize.com is the website. Check it out. Let's go down. Let's do it, Lance. We got it. We get that job done. Hey, Bun, you know who I see all the time now? Brad, a.k.a. Scarface. He's up at Wildcat all the time playing some golf and living the life.
Oh, no, that's his thing. And I would be there with him, but I have no game. My short game is terrible. My long game is terrible. Walking with a bag of clubs is terrible. My life is not conducive to golf. Now, Topgolf, I'll meet you at Topgolf any day.
Well, because there's a bar there. It's awesome.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
People bring you food and drinks, and you hit like, I'm going to try to hit in this little arrow here. How about you got – let me tell you how Houston rappers do it. When Houston rappers, they blow up on the scene, and then Bun's traveling the world going to Gumballs, and he's in Belize. You got James Prince has a whole island. Scarface is out golfing every day, Wildcat, and Chameleonaire's like a venture capitalist on the West Coast. Like, he is, you know, investing in all kinds of things, making tons of money. See, Houston rappers, John, there's an upward trajectory.
Apparently. Well, Bun, where are you going to be all weekend?
The Jambalaya Festival tonight. We're playing Dallas. Tomorrow we're playing Austin. And then Sunday night we're bringing it home to Houston at the Sam Houston Raceway Park. So please come out and join it.
Oh, nice. Sunday at Sam Houston Race Park. Awesome,
is
awesome.
Is Belize like Bolivar with no rules? No, it's not like Bolivar, the Bolivar Peninsula.
No,
it's way better.
No,
stop.
Jackie.
No.
It's not
stop
like
it.
Bolivar.
I've been to a lot of places in the world. I've been to Ibiza, I've been to Monaco, you know, I've been to, you know, Mexico, Cabo, stuff like that. And I mean, and then the other thing about Belize is that the price of everything, right?
Yeah,
because your dollar's worth $2 in Belize. So I mean, that's just another thing you just can't beat.
Belize prices. You can't say that everywhere. So that's pretty cool.
No.
Bun,
our dollar.
We gotta cut it there, Bun. We'll see Sam Houston Race Park Sunday night. Everybody, get on and see Bun B. Hey man, we appreciate it, and congratulations on your Belize trip.
Hey,
thank
Bun,
you.
Come down here and do the show
jealous,
with us.
And I'm never jealous, but Lance, I'm absolutely positively jealous right now.
Yeah. John, we could bring Bun down with us, Bun, and have a three-man show.
Let's go. A threesome down there. I thought when you said that you were out there on that boat with those two other couples, I thought it was going to be a really, really, really interesting story, but apparently it wasn't. You just ate food.
I'll tell you. Oliver, who was on the boat, told an interesting story. Oliver's the one who actually works on the boat, and he told a story about when Tupac and MC Hammer and Suge Knight and Snoop Dogg all came to Belize back in the mid-90s, obviously before Tupac, you know, got killed. He told a story about playing pickup basketball with them. I'll tell you that story a little bit later in the show as well. That's one of the most incredible stories I've ever heard.
In the meantime, hey, Bun, we appreciate it. Tell us the Craig DeSurf story.
Let me tell you, so there's a story with Craig DeSurf. He was actually out fishing one time, and he caught a hammerhead shark. He was deep-sea fishing, and he's like, "Hey, I just got this shark." And I'm like, "Well, what are you doing with a shark, Craig?" He goes, "I don't know, but what do you think about those new prices on the Yukons?" And I'm like, What? That's not even a good segue. He goes, exactly. There is no segue to the thousands we have off MSRP. And I said, that's a good point. Because sometimes it's just there. You don't even need a segue. You don't need a starter. You just walk right in and go, hey, we got 14,000 off of this dealer cash back right now on this Chevy Silverado. And you're like, wait, where did that come from? Don't worry about it. You want it or not. Vehicles with all the interiors and exterior features you're looking for. Colors on the interior and exterior that you want. Not what they have. You just tell them what you want and they'll make sure and get it. Bucket seats you want. Bench seats for your, you know, for your seven passenger vehicles, whether it's SUVs or crossover vehicles or cars or pickup trucks like the Chevy Silverado, like the GMC Sierra pickup truck. Maybe it's a Chevy Camaro or a Chevy Cruze. You want a starter car for your child who's going off to college? Get them a Chevy Cruze. It's a great car. They're going to absolutely love it, and the price is going to be right for you. New vehicles, leases, anything that you're looking for is all going to be on the website, LanceZCars.com. That's LanceZCars.com.
Hola, soy José Altuve, All-Star y MVP. Si necesitas un vehículo nuevo, venga a Gulf Car Chevrolet, Wigan GNC. Chevy, te encuentra camino.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
The responses that I'm getting because I mean, watching Gleyber Torres this week, you know, watching a good young player that wasn't on their 40-man that they brought up early, and watching what he came up with, the game-winning hit, basically the game-tying hit yesterday, and the response is, yeah, John, just call up every – Dustin, well, crap, call up every player on Fresno's roster and fix this team. No. How about, you know, call up a good young prospect like every team always has ever in Major League history, because that's why you get young – you draft young players so that you can bring them up to the Major League roster. That, or, you know, just go ahead and let Fresno or Portland or wherever the hell they are win, you know, instead of helping a team that needs some help. This baseball team needs some help right now. It needs a boost. It got a huge boost last year from Verlander. Am I saying Kyle Tucker is Verlander? No. But I am saying that it wouldn't be the first time that you bring up a young player and he gives, oh, you mean like Cody Bellinger last year? Exactly. Oh, you mean like Chris Bryant? Oh, you mean like Gleyber Torres right now? Or Ronald Acuna? Or any of the young guys that come up and help a team?
Yeah, holy, but tell crap, the truth here.
Because you can't take Jake Marisnyk at-bats out of the... You certainly can't live without those.
Tell the truth here. Are you... I mean, A, you're a little spoiled because of last year.
Yeah.
And B...
No, I want to win.
You're a little spoiled. No, I get it. I get it. And it is frustrating. But you're not. Are you for real worried about this team?
Yeah. No, Lance. Listen, the American.
I don't think everything's going to be fine, but I'm not to the point of being worried yet, John. Not yet. Because there's still a lot of moves to be made.
Go take a look at the standings. You know what? Teams are better. You know what?
Actually,
the Yankees are better. The Yankees are better. The Red Sox are better. The Angels are better. The Mariners.
The Mariners are better.
No, you were in a division last year that was terrible. You were the only team in the division. That's not the case this year. And oh, by the way, we'll take a look. You're going to Arizona. You know what? Arizona is a really good team. You're going to not long after that, you're heading to the Angels. You got Cleveland for 7 out of 9, and then you go to the Yankees, and then you've got Boston. You know what? This team right now is not good. It's not the same team, Lance. You said it. Why do you think it's going to be the same? Why do you think these guys, just because they hit last year, doesn't mean they're going to hit this year?
Yeah, but I do think the core, I mean, I think the top six are probably going to hit.
No one's saying mess with the top six. No one's saying that.
Yeah, no. I agree with you. It's just not, you can keep wanting this to happen. Jeff Leno, one thing he does, and you called him, in your words, the greatest general manager the Astros have ever had.
Yeah.
Which is accurate. You didn't use those words, but I'm sure you believe it because I believe it too. But here's the thing. They're not – Jeff Leneau doesn't act quickly. I can tell you that. He's not going to – he doesn't over-respond or get emotional to anything. Now, it just makes good baseball sense, I would think, to make a change. That's on – but A.J. Hinch has to start, you know, saying this guy can't play anymore, this guy can't play anymore. And at some point, the GM's got to say, okay, we got to send him down and bring somebody – I don't really care who it is. Once you're 30 games in and a guy's not hitting, let's give somebody else a shot. I'm with you on that. Now, look, they're not going to hit the same way last year as a team. That's highly unlikely. That was an historic performance for them. But their starting pitching is way better than it was last year.
And their bullpen is way worse than it was last year. And their hitting is way worse. There's not one guy in this lineup, not one guy, that is hitting as well as he did last year. Not one guy.
That may be the case right now, but I think they got a bunch of talented hitters. The Marlins of the world was a potential outlier. Altuve and Correa and Bregman and Springer, those guys are legitimate, real big time hitters.
No, they
you know that
absolutely. But you know what? Yeah. They got to have help. There's got to be and you know what? The rotation was and everything was great last year. But you know what? Verlander gave you a boost. Now he's Justin Verlander. And he gave you a huge boost. Well, yeah, but you don't think that Bellinger gave the Dodgers a huge boost?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't think that Gleyber Torres is – if it wasn't for Gleyber Torres, this team is 11-1 since they brought him up.
Do you think
the Yankees were scuffling before Gleyber Torres got there.
But do you think they're going to go to Tucker? I know what it is. You want Tucker. And I'll ask you two questions. What if Tucker doesn't hit? Then what are you
going to
say?
You think he'd be the first prospect that came up? Oh, well.
No. But if he doesn't put everything on Tucker.
If he doesn't hit, then you missed all those Jake Marisnyk at-bats. Oh, well.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I'm just saying we can't panic if one minor leaguer doesn't panic. Like, the Astros season doesn't hinge on one minor leaguer, I don't think.
No, but you know what it does? You know, there is – I know it's baseball, but why can't there be some urgency? You know, I don't know if you know this. These games count the same – as they do in September. So,
yeah, they do.
You know, I hear that all the time. And yet, well, we can't. No worry.
Now, you don't want to lose these games. You don't want to lose a spot. Look, last year the Astros, it benefited the Astros to be at home, right? Against the Yankees, that was an important thing to have home field. It was very important to have home field advantage. It was extremely important. So I'm with you. That always annoys me too. I know it's too early to panic. But it's not. But these games do matter. These are just April games. No, I'm with you. That always annoys me when people, you know. Now they're May games, by the way. No, these are just these games. No, they all count in the win loss column. They all will determine if you can get to the playoffs or have home field. So I don't like hearing that either. I do think the Astros are going to hit. They got great start. They've got everything you need to be a World Series winning team, other than. And they didn't have this last year, but it was just a freak show that you were able to win a World Series without having a more legitimate bullpen. Like, that's almost never going to happen where your bullpen can suck. And I mean suck, other than the starters who are in the bullpen. Your bullpen guys, for the most part, sucked, other than, like, Brad Peacock had an outing or two. But that can be taken care of at deadline. Like, I trust Leneau in Jeff we trust.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I do trust Jeff. Listen, Jeff Leneau. Has done an unbelievable job.
How many people come after you on Twitter whenever you – have you noticed that? People are like – Astros fans are – I give them credit. Of course, Astros Twitter also thinks they're smarter than everybody on the planet. But they are very patient. Like Astros Twitter, baseball Twitter, they're not really panicking about the Astros.
No. And I'm not Kyle, time to freak out. No, I'm not freaking out. I'm not freaking out. But you know what? I don't like losing to the Yankees. I don't give a rat's ass that it is. And you know what? You know what else I see? I see with my human eyes. This baseball team is not as good. It's just not as good. It needs a spark. And there's no reason, just because it's May, baseball fan, just because it's May, that you can't give them a spark. Let's get Curtis in here. He's been waiting a while. He wants to talk about his Astros. What do you say, Curtis?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What do you say?
Yeah, I'm not worried about the starting pitching. I'm not worried about the hitting. I think that, a lot of the other teams have a better approach with us. They know that Marwin is a great fastball hitter, so they're giving him a heavy dose of off-speed pitches. So, you know, it's just like in baseball, the hitting's always going to start off slow. Pitching's always going to be stronger, and then that kind of switches towards the end of the year.
So I'm not worried about the hitting. What I am worried about is obviously our bullpen, and I got some serious issues with A.J. Hinch yesterday. What are you doing? You know, we just got the lead, and you're going to put Will Stankface Harrison to throw his freaking 92-mile-an-hour meatball right down the middle with bases loaded? Like, what is he thinking? Like, why not use Meathead Giles in that spot? Why not keep Devo in there? They couldn't even hit Devo's pitch. If you're not going to have a closer and you're going to get all, you know, leave Devo in there. But don't put in Will Stankface. Lance, I seriously think that Stacks could, I don't know if he could get a hit off Will Harris, but I definitely think he can make contact. He is so bad, and I don't know why everybody is so high on this guy. I've never been a fan of Will Harris. I think he looks like somebody just farted, and he's always smelling it.
Hence the stink face. Yeah. And what was the other
why
one?
Why is he stink face?
Stink face because he says he thinks Will Harris walks around like he smells.
You know,
fart.
He does kind of have that.
He does a little bit.
Like I mean, that a little bit. There. I see that. I see it.
There's something. I mean, he's on to something.
A little bit. But Will Stinkface, I don't think that's a nice name.
No. Curtis. Is Meathead Giles any better?
Meathead Giles? Well, I don't know. He seems to have some Gronk in him, I think. I don't think there's any question about that.
I mean.
He punches himself in the face.
You know somebody said this, John? This is what I love. This is actually true. Yeah, he punched him. He self-punched. And then the commissioner supposedly suspended him 3 games for punching himself. I don't know if you saw that.
I don't think so.
Guys who have zero Fs given shirts usually give quite a few Fs.
They give Fs.
Like, if you don't give zero Fs, then you don't really have that shirt.
No, right.
You don't need to have that shirt.
You don't need because you don't give an F.
Like we work with a guy who gives zero F.
Yeah, there's no way I would get that shirt because I wouldn't care enough to go find it.
No, right.
Yeah.
And have that
made. You'd have
made.
To go to a website and like, can I get this made? What's the block lettering? What font am I going to? There's a lot of Fs being given right there.
Yeah.
Dell would be like, hey, Dell, do you give any Fs?
And nope. I would just look at my face.
Do you want a shirt?
Does it look like I give any Fs?
No. I don't care.
No. He gives an F because he wore a nice shirt today. I know Dell wore a shirt. He wore a beauty today. He brought out his Sunday best.
You can look at 11 o'clock. You can look at it on a live stream and see that it's just a normal shirt.
So AJ yesterday before the game, he hadn't seen the Giles punch himself in the face, but then after he did, he said, my goodness, it's a tough look for someone coming out of competition like that. I understand the frustration. I understand how much these guys put into it. In an ideal world, you handle it a bit more calmly and
who
without
said that?
Violence.
Hinch?
This is what Hinch said.
Oh, that's not good when you're
no. And then,
like, oh,
and,
I didn't
and then
see
you
the
needed dude. You needed him last night. You needed him yesterday. You needed your closer yesterday, and you didn't have him because he's a mental midget right now.
He's a mental little person.
All right. He is, lost. I'm telling you, he really, really has issues. And if I'm, and I see that, you're right. After he did that, Lance, you're like, oh my God, that's your closer that's punching himself in the face?
That's not closer makeup. Look, it was a done deal. I thought this after he just headed into the season. I felt good for him personally, and I wanted to give him his props for what he did against the Yankees. Let's just be real. Once you do that, once you have to be banished from a team and sent to the wall to be part of the Night's Watch, in the middle of a World Series, you're done. And he's mentally done. And there is no correlation between Lidge other than the fact that Lidge struggled after he gave up that Pujols home run. You know why I hate when people mention him as Lidge? Because Lidge was big time. Lidge was a great pitcher for the Houston Astros for 3 straight years. And then, even in the postseason, then he had his issues where he got hit hard by Pujols. We know that. And then he wasn't the same for Houston. And then he went somewhere else and mentally got right and was amazing and won a World Series. Brad Lidge was a great pitcher. Ken Giles is just a guy with a big fastball who, when the Astros were in the process of trying to build to a championship, they said, hey, let's add this young pitcher. And I gave Jeff Leno credit for trying to go find a legit closer. Here's the problem. He missed. and this guy mentally is not there. He's not Brad Lidge, because Brad Lidge used to actually be good. Ken Giles got 34, 38 saves, and the Giles apologists can continue to throw that out there, but it's irrelevant because the guy couldn't even pitch last year at the end of the year. They had to take him off the freaking roster, basically, and say, we can't go to him. And the same thing happened early this year. They basically said, we got to micromanage him and get him back. And they tried, and they've tried to do it. But this is, as soon as you punch yourself in the face coming off the mound, you're no longer, you don't get any more closes.
It's interesting that you mentioned that, Lance, because we've got audio from Ken Giles late last year, particularly when he got banished.
Yeah.
So let's take a listen to Ken
Giles. Let's listen, okay.
Hear my words and bear witness to my vow. Night gathers and now my watch begins. It shall not end until my death. I shall take no wife, hold no lands, father no children. I shall wear no crowns and win no glory. I shall live and die at my post.
That's Will Harris joining in, by the way.
He's on the Night's Watch now, too.
Yes.
That's Brad Peacock.
I am the shield that guards the realm of men.
Good Lord.
You know where the watch is?
Why is he on the Night
Watch? You know what the
Night's
Watch is? Do you know what the Night's Watch is? Middle relief.
Oh, my God.
You cut,
middle
the
relief after a pitcher's
you,
been rocked.
You come in when it's 13-2, and, yeah. and the manager doesn't waste any of the arms he actually likes, so he'll send in Ken Giles.
The Night's Watch is when you get down 8-1 in the fourth, and you gotta go 4-8. Hey, eat up as many innings as possible. We don't want real pitchers getting tired.
Yeah, the Wildlings are coming. By that, I mean Stanton, Didi Gregorius, and Aaron Judge. You take your shots with them.
All right, 759 ESPN 97.5. We got to talk right now about golf. All right, enough about this silliness about the Night's Watch and our Houston Astros bullpen. How about... where did I stop yesterday before I went and played?
I'm assuming you went to Edwin Watts.
I went to Edwin Watts, and I picked up a dozen golf balls because they got them at a great price. You were right here in the Galleria, Yorktown and Westheimer. Perfect. They got the 50th anniversary sale coming up today through Sunday. Three dozen Strixon Tri-Speed Tour balls or two pairs of Ben Hogan shorts for just $50. How about that? Have you seen the Ben Hogan short? Nice. For $50, two pairs of shorts or three dozen Strixon Tri-Speed Tour balls. Take $50 off the Callaway 200 rangefinder, and when you trade in your old clubs, you get a 50% trade-in value bonus towards your new club purchase. Some manufacturer restrictions apply. And while you're there, register to win a $500 shopping spree. Only at Edwin Watts, home of the 90-day, 100% satisfaction guarantee. In other words, you can go and buy a Rogue driver, hit it for 89 days, and then bring it back and trade it in, okay? And they'll take it at full trade-in. That's what they do every single day. They've been serving golfers since 1968. Edwin Watts, corner of Yorktown and Westheimer. Get there, tell them you heard it right here. Hey. Came back in black, I'm starting saying rest in peace to Bon Scott.